This budget sets out further steps in our recovery from the pandemic. It recognises the problems of the past while looking forward to the promise of the future. The role of the four agencies and the registries, integral parts of the Department for Enterprise, are recognised and appreciated. I would like to thank all our staff for their commitment and dedication, and those from the private and third sector who give up their time to advise, help and support develop policies and programmes which enrich our island. Within this budget, there are increases in our marketing resource so that our tourism and our hospitality sector can continue to recover and fulfil our ambitious targets to regenerate the visitor economy. We remain committed to bringing road racing back to our island after almost 3 years with the return of the TT and Manx Grand Prix. This budget supports motorsports coming home with further investment in marketing, safety and the long-term future of events which are watched and appreciated around the world, and even more so in 2022 as we turn on live broadcast for a global audience for the first time in TT history. I would like to thank the Treasury Minister for his personal help and advice regarding the new replacement TT scoreboard, which will now be in place for racing in 2023. This will be financed from within the total resources we have been allocated, thanks to the cooperation across the whole department and also the assistance of event sponsors who have never doubted the future return of racing to the Isle of Man. Mr. President, this budget draws a line under our recent past and plots a clear path ahead for our island. It invests in our people, in our heritage, but more importantly, in our common future.